And welcome back to the Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean Campbell. Thank you, John, for being with us today, for taking last week off. We missed you.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, it was, why was I not here? I guess I had a meeting.
Because you didn't want to go up against the Super Bowl.
That was it. Yes. But what was the poor excuse that I used for not being here?
I guess you're like,
I feel sick. Oh, I can't.
And I can hear the whole crowd coming in your house in the background. Yeah. I heard somebody, I got the nachos here.
Yeah, I was sick.
Put the dogs on the grill. Mm-hmm.
That's correct. I was not feeling well.
So Ron Arenas and we did not do well against the Super Bowl. I had 3 listeners last week, but I'm making it up for it this week.
Yeah. Well, a cool thing is you got to get my backup co-host, Ron Arenas, to be your backup co-host. So you got to be the comedy relief, and he got to be the straight guy, which you usually are on this show.
Yeah. So it was good for us to kind of, it was a phenomenal show. I really have to say that. Mm-hmm. The amount of information that we provided entrepreneurs, small business owners last week was ridiculous. Yeah. If you missed it last week because you were watching the Super Bowl, go on YouTube, the KBOI 1030, The Voice, The Marketing Corner. We got our own playlist and check it out there. We got 3 phenomenal guests today, right? 3?
I think just 2.
Just 2.
I don't think that the second half of the
better half
will be here today. Just the Smith part of the Smith Johnson part, team.
Yeah. So he'll show up when he shows up is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's probably on the course right now.
Yep. He's just finishing up his on the 18th hole. So he should be here in no time.
Our first guest, Christina Calderon, and I met briefly at the Sands Club, which we need to get as a sponsor because we talked about them more than we talk about ourselves sometimes.
Yes, absolutely.
I love the Sands Club.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So real quick, did you watch the Super Bowl, Christina?
I'm ashamed. Actually, I'm not. I didn't watch it.
It's because she tuned in to the Marketing Corner.
Uh-huh. I was one of the 3 listeners.
Yes.
You see?
Yes. 2
trying to call 3.
Christine, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, it's so good to be here.
I was looking forward to it when John let me know you're going to come by and take some time out of your day.
Exciting. We had so much fun the other day, so it's good to be back.
Yeah. I did watch your show, John, and Christina was phenomenal.
Yeah.
She's a powerhouse. She really is.
Yeah. So there is a clip coming out on the Common Good. Well, there is a clip now on the Common Good Radio Show Facebook that features Christina. I don't know if you've seen that yet or not.
I haven't.
No, you're going to have to go there. Yeah, like it.
You got a lot of cool stuff coming out this week that you'll be able to see.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So this show is a little bit different. We talk about marketing, entrepreneurship, and Christina almost got into a physical altercation before the show started.
Well, she does jujitsu, so I would watch yourself, bud. I would watch yourself.
And I loved it though. I loved it because she wants to be on the fringes, right? Uh-huh. She doesn't want to listen or do what everybody else does.
That's true.
Which to me, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, how else are you going to be seen and heard? And you know, please don't use the language while on the show that you're using, Christina.
I will control myself.
We have a 7-second delay, but we don't want to have to delay.
So there is an over under how many shows that I do before someone drops one of those pleasantries on the show. So I need a few more under my belt.
What did we guess? I think it was 11. And it then who do we think that would say it?
We did not say that. It was 11 and a half.
I'd say the guest. I feel like we both have the dexterity to
it,
not.
It depends on what condition Ray comes in.
That's true.
If he came straight from the golf course,
this is not a good day for me. This may be the day that we break that number. Yeah, we might have to start anew again.
Okay, I like this. This is a personal challenge for me.
So
not
I'm gonna try to get under your skin. Uh-huh. Apparently, I got under your skin. But
do it. Tell her how to do marketing.
Okay. No.
Tell her how she needs to eat her food.
I do want to talk about what your superpower is, your entrepreneurial superpower is when it comes to when you market yourself. First, tell us about
myself.
Tell us about what you do first. Give yourself a plug.
Yes.
Right? And tell us how we could reach you. Let's get that out of the way first.
Okay.
And then we'll go into your superpower.
Sounds good.
Other than intimidating radio show hosts.
Right. Yeah.
Which she's good at. Which, I mean, it's either honey or vinegar. You choose.
I watch your show. Yeah. She wasn't like that with you at all.
Oh, no. Yeah. So you choose. It's honey or vinegar, buddy. Oh, yeah. I just know. I know the way with Christina. Today. Just yes. Stay out of her way and let her teach me things, and everything's fine.
We could have done this show remotely, and I would have felt a lot safer today.
I can see that for sure.
All right.
Oh, well, my name is Christina Calderon, and I am a Tucson and surrounding areas realtor with Realty One Group Integrity. And yes, I definitely, jujitsu is a part of my life and love. And we share that in common, John, which is really fun. We actually train, I train now at the same gym that he used to train at under the same professor, which is really, really cool to know. Yeah, so I'm trying to get him to come back to the mat.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But they have a really cool program. I think a free program, rather, for veterans every Tuesday and Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. I think that it is that veterans can go there and get free training. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I got hitched in with some veteran buddies that I knew from there. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I don't want. I think I'm been afraid to go back there because I don't want Christina to catch me and beat me up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll see.
How much has practicing that discipline, Christina, help you in every other aspect of what you do?
I think that the number one thing that it helps with is perseverance. You know, it really does teach you, you know, one of the biggest things is to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But you know, I used to be a terrible loser. I was such a sore loser. I had to win all the time. Mm-hmm. I was so like an unhealthy competitor, you know, where I was just so hard on myself. I was hard on my teammates. I always say I'm not a good team player because I just didn't know how to, you know, support a really healthy cooperative team. I was, you know, it was me against the world. And in jiu-jitsu, then when you're starting, you lose over and over and over again. You are constantly submitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
I mean, there is a difference between being a bad loser and not liking to lose, right?
Right. Yeah. It's definitely.
So it's not that you accept losing; it's just that you know how to handle it better.
Yeah, it's your mindset of losing, and that every loss is a lesson. Mm-hmm. You know, so you come back to that loss, and why did I submit? Why did I lose? Well, what do I need to work on? How do I get better? And also looking at your opponent, who is your teammate, and saying, you know what, you were the better fighter today. Mm-hmm. You kicked my butt today, and congratulations, you're awesome. You were training harder than me. You have, you know, a better work ethic than me. You have more technical skills than me. Whatever that reason is that they beat you is what you kind of look at and say, well, this is where I need to work on to grow, to get better, to be at that level. You know, it's never like, oh my gosh, I'm coming back and I'm going to kill you now. And you know,
yeah,
it's
I
different.
Used to be the same way. I used to be a bad, bad loser. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we found something in common, Christina. We could begin a friendship
now.
Look
at that.
You can honor your opponent.
But
grow.
Yeah, now it's I accept it, but I see what I could have done better. Mm-hmm. You know, especially you know, if and when you know, in my business, I lose. I'm really good at retaining my clients, but when I lose a client, it's not. I do better than I used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. We will talk more with Christina Calderon with Realty One Group Integrity. You guys hang out right there. We will be back with this smooth, charming voice that is Sean Campbell. This is the Marketing Corner.
And we're back with the Marketing Corner with special guest Christina Calderon. This is going to be good. We got one more segment to go with Christina without a swear word.
Yeah. I believe. I believe.
I don't see Ray in the studio yet, so maybe
maybe it'll be more.
Maybe it'll be another segment after
maybe
this.
Maybe he was on the 17th hole, not the 18th.
Yeah, and then if it gets to that third segment, you'll probably hear me swearing.
Yeah, for sure. Where the is Ray?
Christina, what's your superpower when it comes to your business?
Man, when it comes to my business, I truly feel that my superpower is knowing how to make people feel special and appreciated and truly taking care of them because I absolutely care so much. I vet my clients as much as they vet me because I only want to work with people where there is a really great level of trust between the both of us. I don't want to have to try and fight or earn your trust. If you don't trust me, please choose another agent. Because my integrity is so strong and I've worked so hard for so long to get to that place. It wasn't always good. You know, I have had a dark past, you know, and I've overcome so much and I become this amazing person. So I really, really don't, if somebody doesn't trust me, it really hurts me actually deeply. And I would just prefer not to work with that person. But yeah, I just care so much and I work so hard. I work nonstop because I love it. I am so in love with working. I'm so in love with real estate. I'm so in love with taking care of people, my clients, and making sure that I do the best job for them. Sometimes I'm up and 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, 4:30 in the morning, my eyes just wide awake and ready to go, like excited for the day. You know, at 11 PM, if I get a text from a client, and I can say just even one thing to make, you know, if they're concerned or worried or scared about something, or if I can say even just one thing to calm their mind so they can sleep that night, I will do it. I don't, you know, my mentors were really big on setting boundaries and all this stuff. And I have no boundaries. Like, I just, I love it so much that setting a boundary of like, oh, well, I can't talk to you after 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. because I'm, you know, that's painful for me. That's more painful for me than, you know, answering a question at 11 o'clock at night that can help them sleep better.
Well, I know who to call when I'm bored at 7:30 p.m.
Call me. I'm here for you.
So actually, I'm going to turn that the question back around on you, Sean.
Yeah.
And what is your entrepreneurial superpower?
I think it really stems from being a military brat. You know, we talked a lot, you know, before the show started and during the show about being uncomfortable. I'm very comfortable around any type of person, you know, because I grew up literally when I was 18, I spent way more than, you know, I spent about 13, 14 years overseas, you know, and the military doesn't discriminate of who's in and, you know, who your neighbors are, who do you go to school with. So I'm very used to being around people who are not like me at all, you know, whatever race, creed, religion, everything. And that's just what I grew up with. So you could put me into an environment when it's totally different from me and I feel at home. You know, I mean, there's nothing on another side of a door that I already haven't seen by the time I was 18. You know, there's not a person that I could kind of relate to or, you know, I've had a friend just like you. You know, so I think being able to adapt and being comfortable in uncomfortable situations. I 100% believe what Christina's saying is you got to be uncomfortable every day, I think, to grow. So I do that. But when it comes to being around people, if you look at my client list, everybody's different. Everybody's different. And it's, you know, I've always wondered, it's like, how am I able to get in that person's brand and voice and understand their goals so quickly? It's because I think I'm able, I see everybody as unique and special, and I'm able to kind of relate to them almost instantaneously. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of like my little superpower.
Interesting. I can see that. I mean, I think I forget it so regularly, being a military brat myself, that's, you know, a thing of like, going to so many different schools, having to adjust to so many different areas. Your parent, I mean, particularly in the military, usually our parents are moved every 4 years at least to a different spot.
So. Well, you played ball growing up, right? I mean, you talk about basketball all the time. I mean, I don't know if I told, but I played basketball, baseball. You know, I was very, I used to be pretty athletic. And who are my teammates? Christina was talking about this, you know, in jiu-jitsu. I mean, you know, my teammates were people from every background, you know, and every size, you know what I mean? And I always thought I was a pretty good teammate, you know, and to understand, okay, I know this person can, you know, it's not great as a ball handler, but he can shoot to three, you know, how am I going to set him up so he can succeed?
Yeah.
know, this guy's, you know, 6'8" and he can't dribble. So I'm going to make sure I give him the ball when he's 2 feet from the basket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like understanding that, but in life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of my, you know, my my superpower, so to speak.
For sure.
I think you should come to jiu-jitsu. And
I would love
and
it.
I think I could make you uncomfortable.
I would embrace that. No, I mean, I know you would.
But then you'll grow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they could beat up a little bit. That'd be great.
Yeah. And everybody and needs it. I mean, yeah. I definitely loved going to just recently. I mean, I don't know. Let's say recently, maybe a couple of years ago when I went, maybe a year and a half ago. It's just, there's no exercise. There's no camaraderie. There's no connection. There's no other sport like it. So yeah, certainly for anybody who's never tried it, at least check it out. Cause there's a lot of growth there.
I've, over the pandemic, I fell in love with the UFC. You know, and fell in love with the backstories behind all the fighters, men and women alike, you know, and learning where they came from and some of the challenges and adversities and how much that discipline helped them. And it's amazing. It's like sometimes when someone goes up against a mentor, like an Anderson Silva, and it beats Anderson Silva, they'll break down and cry. You know, you know, the one, this match was probably the biggest fight in their career so far.
Yeah.
Just their respect that they show. And you know what I mean? It's a beautiful sport to watch. Absolutely. Yeah,
it's brutal, but yeah, it's definitely
a little brutal. but it, I mean, I may be 100% wrong, but it seems like it's much more of a mental sport than when people, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I want to think like, I did wrestling back in the day, you know, even though you don't punch each other, it's pretty brutal, you know. It's pretty physical, like you run your head into somebody's chest and you really like you knee somebody inside their thigh, and like there's a lot of kind of like you get into it, but it's certainly a friendly competition.
I took 3 months of taekwondo when I was 9 years old in the Philippines. So, you know,
not even close.
Yeah, you know a thing or two.
Not even close. No, but it is a very, very cerebral sport. I mean, it's very strategic. There's so much strategy in jiu-jitsu. And the one thing that it does teach you, I mean, once you get to a certain place, you know, I guess maybe around blue belt, you get stuck in certain things and you're like, you start realizing that there's almost always a way out. And, you know, same thing.
And you're a blue belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know, so it's a lot of fun. And then you start setting things up to draw people in and, you know, take advantage of them.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, so,
she has a few superpowers. She has a few superpowers.
Yeah.
For sure.
Much more than I do. I could just walk into a room and be fine. She could command the room.
Yeah, for sure. She'd be like, if you don't do what she says, she's going to choke you. Yeah. Yeah. We won't let the people know what your real submission move is, huh? What is that? Are you an arm bar person, leg bar, choke? What's your favorite submission?
So, oh, man. Honestly, I love chokes.
Okay.
My chokes are so good.
So
especially my lapel chokes from the back are excellent.
Okay.
But I'm a top player for the most part. So, but like head and arm triangle. Is probably my signature move.
We'll learn more about Christina's jiu-jitsu
next
moves
time.
After this break. That's Christina Calderon with Realty One Group Integrity. This is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. I'm Pastor John McClain. We'll be right back.
And we're back with the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. That's me. What's your name, sir?
I'm Pastor John McClain.
And what do you do?
I am the executive director of Veteran Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to help homeless veterans.
You do help.
I do help, but most of all, I try, so therefore I do help homeless veterans get connected with housing. And I'm happy to say that I've helped, you know, a couple to 300 veterans get connected with housing.
Wow. And that's amazing.
I am, you know, I feel blessed to do it. I say it regularly, even though I do get to do this radio show thing as what seems like a hobby. If I could be out there every second of the day locating homeless veterans and getting connected with housing, that's what I'd rather be doing.
Thank you.
That's how I feel. But I enjoy being here nonetheless.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Absolutely take it. Yeah. Christina, did we ask him what his superpower was?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I started thinking about that and I'm completely full
of it. What is your superpower, John McClain?
His sons will say that, you know, he does the no blood, no foul thing. when they play ball. That's his superpower, getting away with fouls.
Yeah,
when they're driving to the basket.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know. With them, they hang on to me as I go to the hole, which they call me John the Lane McClain. So I'm going to the Lane McClain.
I love that.
So they, my kids foul the heck out of me, but thankfully they're small enough now that I'm swatting them to the stands all day long.
And you got to teach them a lesson.
Even my 14-year-old, he's 6'1", but he's still he doesn't have his leaps like I got.
They're going
to the stands.
You're still king of the court.
That's why they got the belt. Yeah. So, but to the question, what is my entrepreneurial superpower? And I think actually set it up really well with this segment. My entrepreneurial superpower is just I really care about people.
Yeah.
Plain and simple, point blank, no matter who you are, I care about you, and whether that's through an entrepreneurial transaction, that's through a partnership, that's through a friendship, that's how I'm going to behave. And thankfully, that's led me to running a nonprofit, and that's led me to having my focus be in helping people. But even when I owned a pool business, whether it's, being a radio show host, even running for mayor, kind of always my motivator has been that superpower that I realize I care about people. I love people in a special way. Like most people, from what I'm hearing, they can't stand people. For me to love people and to really care about people the way that I do, I really just lean into it. And because of it, I really have excellent relationships, rich relationships, like I do with both of you guys here in studio. And that's certainly a superpower I try to share with others the most that I possibly can.
Yeah, it's contagious too. I think it helps other people realize it's okay to care. Because I think too many people are, in a lot of situations, there is a true, genuine reason behind a little bit of a wall, especially in business. If you had a partnership and it didn't go well, of course, there's going to be a little bit, a wall because of the adversity you went to.
Yeah.
Right. But once you find that right person who you have the right standards and values and there's nothing wrong with putting everything on paper, in fact, that would kind of, bond the two of you even better instead of what my mistake used to be was just a handshake, I think you exude that, and if you would have asked me to guess your superpower, that's exactly what I would have said.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That would have been fun. Let's do that in the future. Let's try to guess people's superpowers. See if we can do that.
Should we go into another direction in this and throw Christina out there? Because I don't know if she's been uncomfortable today, but let's make her uncomfortable.
Let's make her uncomfortable. She deserves.
What's your kryptonite?
My kryptonite in life or in business?
Just business. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to dig out what's your kryptonite of life.
She's a little uncomfortable right now.
I have not found my kryptonite in business, to tell you the truth. I am so adventurous and I'm so excited about learning. I don't know if I have one. Maybe people that are not honest, around. Yeah. I have a really hard time controlling my mouth.
No.
Shocker.
No,
I know,
really?
Right?
Really?
But I do. If I find somebody who is trying to manipulate me or come from a really dishonest place, or, I've even had somebody, want me to lie or cover stuff up for them, I can't even play that game. I just can't. And honestly, it upsets me. Yeah. So I do have a hard time staying a little bit more professional in those situations and not kind of like letting them have it. But it's not something that I feel like is a detriment to myself at all. It's just me sticking up for my, my beliefs and my, my
that's,
morals.
A kryptonite light.
Yeah,
that's just nice, easy. That's easy to spot. Right?
Yeah,
like, oh, okay, you're a bad person that's dishonest. Okay, stay. Yeah. You make me feel ill. I'm going to get away from you.
And you have to be careful. There's a lot of people who are out. Like for you, your superpower. You really do not just care. Everything you do is for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of people out there, though, that are very selfish, and everything that they do is for themselves. You know, so I have to be careful of those people and trusting those people, because I want to trust everyone. Mm-hmm. I want to believe that everyone's an amazing person. And that was the hardest thing for me to get over. And when I first came into the business world in general, is that, oh my gosh, wow, people are...
Yeah.
Not always what they seem.
I think mine, even though I love what I do as much as you love real estate, I love what I do. You know, if I could be a small part of helping a business grow and, you know, increase their brand awareness, increase their ROI, and, you know, that gets me fired up. But I think my kryptonite is some days that I need to take a day off. You know, and I'm learning how to just like not look at my phone and not get in front of the screen on at least every Sunday. I've been practicing that and for a good part of a Saturday too. You know what I mean? Because I love to work. I really do. But if I do it for too many consecutive days, I'll come home. It'll be a 5 o'clock. Then I'll sleep for like 15 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my kryptonite is myself. Teaching myself, look, I need a break sometimes. You know what I mean? And I'm learning more and more to get on the bike or to go to take a walk or do something to kind of break up that mind going. And I've done that a handful of times for the last 7.5 years where I've gone home and just crashed for 15 hours. I'm like, well, what did I, well, I didn't, I've been working for 42 days straight.
I need a little break. Well, at least you know. At least you know. With both of you guys, if you know what it is, you can make adjustments, make sure that kryptonite doesn't take you out. So I guess we'll talk about mine after the break.
After the break.
Yeah, for sure. This is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. I'm Pastor John McClain. This is 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Go to the Marketing Corner online, on podcast, on YouTube, all over the world. It's probably, your mom's probably listening to it right now. You don't even realize it. But we'll be back after break to find out.
We're back in the Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean Campbell. And Ray Smith is trying to figure out what we're going to talk about, but we're keeping it away from him. Why?
I do not know. But it doesn't matter.
Thank you, Christina, for staying that extra segment. That was great.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
That was good. I mean, just like always, we always have like really kind of intellectually stimulating conversations, a wide variety of conversations.
And I apologize, guys. I am not bringing that to the show.
Oh, no, you will. We know you will.
No apology necessary.
Like, particularly, I'm excited to actually ask you the theme of...
I'm super excited. John, when do you stop on days that on your show getting up early and just feeling like it's like incredibly excited? Because each of the last 7 weeks I've been doing this, I wake up and I'm just like excited. Does that ever stop?
I want to think one out of every probably 50 shows. One out of every 50 shows I'm just like, oh, okay, I gotta go to the studio and I gotta do this and get this going. But just like you're kind of talking about with the last segment in your kryptonite, like self-care is really important. Like if I don't if I don't exercise, if I don't eat well, if I don't
your morning routine,
sleep, if I don't do my routine,
right,
like it'll catch up to me. And you know, and that affects even this, you know, my favorite thing to do in the whole entire world other than probably basketball. This is there aren't too many jobs that are funner than this job.
We had two phenomenal guests and I was super excited to have Ray.
Thank you guys. Stop being so nice.
Because, you know, we got the top three and it's debatable which is number one. Well, John's number one. Ray's two.
Oh, thank you. Whatever I'm two for.
Radio host. In all of Arizona. So
I'm going to go 2A and 2B because I'm not going to go without misses.
Right.
They are a good 1-2 punch.
I'm no good without her. I'm no good.
Ray, so the theme of today, we'll let you see what the theme of today is. The theme today is like, what is your superpower as an entrepreneur?
People. I love people. I love the life I'm living. I'm loving how I got here. I wouldn't be the person I was if I didn't have the experiences I had before. But what I try to do is just let people know that where you were or where you were before, you don't have to stay there. And there's always a better place to be. You just have to try to achieve that. So to me, my our entrepreneurship is to make sure to try to make people's life better. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means from day to day. Today might be just in there and meeting some guy walking down the street and talking to him, and he just bumped his head and said, "Hey, I'm sorry about that, man. Help him out. Helping some guy who's fallen." Or sitting there going to the sands and talking to all these staff, letting them know that this is only one day. This is just a stepping stone.
Your energy at the sands is contagious.
Yeah, I love you know? I love just being within like 2 feet of you when you go to sands, because like
you can be on other
everybody
side.
Like gravitates toward
you.
Could
be on other side of the club and know that Ray just came in through the elevators.
Yeah.
And that's not an exaggeration at all. It's 100% true. It's like, oh, I think Ray's here. And you know, that and the other giveaway is that he always drops his wife off and she's there for a few minutes. And then, you know, Ray's parking and he's going to be up pretty soon, right?
Yeah. Mm.
But, I mean, your energy is contagious. Didn't you get some recognition recently?
I won so many awards.
Which?
I'm very proud of that, you know. Since I won the Roy's.
You were the most... biggest cheerleader of the Sands or something like that.
Yeah, no, me and Sandra won.
No,
I won some award for being the best, and then we won for being MVP, most valuable players for the club. Me and Sandra,
right? That's what it was.
Yeah.
Did you see what I was?
Weren't you best dressed or something like that?
No, that was Guy. Guy, my financial advisor, Guy. Well, she was best dressed.
Yeah,
this is gonna make you laugh. I was best role model.
Oh yeah, interesting.
I can understand that though. You always in there and trying to help somebody.
And
you really do love what you do. So people see that and your story behind it and how you got there and how you're willing to show that to people.
And you have a real good even manner about you. Like no matter who you're interacting with at the club, you're kind of like. Chill.
I guess I'm
eye to eye to everybody, so they know that everything they're hearing from you is from the heart. So that kind of, if you have people talk to you, we got to remember these are people among the club who's talking about this. These are all the guys who we go to the club with,
right,
we talk to,
right.
All think that, you know, you're a role model. When they sit there and listen and talking to you, you and Pastor Dave again, Pastor John, always sitting there and motivating people to do something. Go try this. If it doesn't work, then you'd start it from nothing. You were there anyway, so keep trying. Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't do a lot of things we have done if it wasn't for the fact that you said, "Hey, let's go try this, Ray and Sarah. Let's go try this." Yeah. And we're like, okay, we'll go do that and see what happens.
Well, I guess I am a good role model.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say no to that. Come on, man. I've known you long enough to know that that's a darn good reward for you. You deserve that.
Do you have a kryptonite when it comes to your business?
No. Because you have to find a positive in everything that happens. You have to find some silver lining. I'm sorry if I say that, but my pastor's always sitting there saying, you're going to have confrontations. You're going to have things that are going to go wrong. Mm-hmm. It's what do you take from that? I've had so many bad things happen in my life that I sit there. If I sat there and waited for me to sit back and wait for somebody to help me with these bad things, I sit there and I pray and I say, okay, how are we going to get out of this, or how are we going to fix this, or what do we have to do to make this better? And then I just go forward.
Yeah.
There is, especially in real estate, there is no kryptonite unless I break the law, and I don't plan on breaking the law. So as long as you don't do anything wrong, you can get through anything.
Yeah.
And I have a great partner, so it makes it easier for me. So trust me, you guys know I make a lot of mistakes, and so I have the missus there to correct me and make sure that we're still going through.
You say that, but I haven't seen many of them. You cover them up really, really well.
Sandra does. My wife does a great job of making us a good team, because we do things. I talk, and I'm going to talk all the time, and I talk fast. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't think. She says, "Hey, calm down. Before you say something, think about this." Take a deep breath. It's okay. Then I go in there. Like when I go into the sands, I got to sit there and think, what am I trying to accomplish today? I'm trying to make sure that everybody in there know that today is not your best day. Your best day is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Every single person ever meet, tomorrow's your best day. If this is even if it's your best day, tomorrow's going to be better than today, because you're going to make it better. You're going to do something to make it better.
Yeah.
That's what I try to do. Every time I go into sands, every time I go into any business dealings, anytime we make a partner with people, it's all about a win-win situation. If we both aren't winning, then I don't want to work with you, because I want to be your friend after our business relationship, and we go do something else and we don't match. I still want to have you as my friend. We just didn't work business wise. Don't mean we can't be friends. It just didn't work.
Right.
So that's what my thing is. So it's always a win-win situation. If we both aren't winning, then we go another way, and then we'll see what happens.
How many other organizations do you, Sandra, belong to? It's, you know, I want to include this, the SANS, because you're part of the membership committee, even though you're outgoing chair, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're always there, and you do a lot for them. Arizona Bowl.
Arizona Bowl. There's the Junior Achievement, Coaches for Charity. We are Rotary Club members.
Mm-hmm.
100 plus men that give for Tucson. We're part of that.
Yeah, I got to talk to you about that.
That is a great organization. Yeah. I think it's great. And that's all right now. But it's really daunting. And we do a lot to try to support the Tucson youth. We're trying to find charities and donors for them, things like that. So if there's an organization out there that need help and then they ask me, I'm going to see what I can do, especially if I deal with children.
Where do you find the time to do all that, though?
What do you have to do is you just have to realize you just don't have. You can't sleep 8-9 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You got to sleep 4 or 5. You got to go to bed. You got to get up. Mm-hmm. And you got to want to. And you got to do the one thing you guys said. You got to have something. You got to have a vice. My vice is golf. I got to have something that I can knock around.
I may or may not have mentioned that.
And you got to knock around every now and then just to get all the stress out. And the guys I go with golfing are some of the best guys. So we're laughing for like 18 holes. Mm-hmm. So the time I hit the ball and got all my stress out, it's time to go back and go to work. I even tell them, man, I can't sit in and have a drink with you guys. I'm gone. I gotta go show a house. Or I'm gonna see somebody.
Yeah.
I'm gonna meet Junior Achievement. I'm gonna meet somebody from the bowl.
Yeah.
Mm. Or I'm trying to find a new way to get another organization into us.
Right.
So I'm
always
thinking of things to try to do.
Right.
I just love Tucson, man. I think this is a great city. I think everybody should be happy. If you're not here, let me know. If you're not happy here, let me know. We'll find out what we have to do to make you happy to be in this town.
Mm-hmm.
We want you here. We want you to stay here. Oh. We also want you to buy a home from us.
And that too.
Yeah, that too. I love my job, but I also love the things we do. I mean, the only way you can do all the things we can do is if you have a good job that can pay for everything.
Right.
Pay for your life so you can sit there and put your energy out there.
Right.
You guys, I think you even said, man, when the most important thing I have to donate is my time.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can donate my time to things, and that's what I really treasure, I'm kind of excited about them. And Tucson has a lot of things for us to be able to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Tucson, in my opinion, is one of the most underrated cities in the U.S.
Yeah.
Because we're always seen as like, you know, the dirty tea or, you know, we're kind of like a hipster town. But the amount of phenomenal people and phenomenal business people in this town is super underrated.
But we're getting noticed more and more.
Super underrated.
Start looking at the national news. Tucson is getting up there. There's a lot of organizations that consider Tucson as one of the best places to be in.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about on the show a couple of times, you know, that. Mm-hmm. We're like number 51 here. We're like number 10 here, you know, for food, for everything, I mean, for biking.
Right.
We have a lot of different things out there.
Yeah.
It may not be for entrepreneurship, but where if you come out, you'll find this a great place to be.
I mean, just 2023 has been a phenomenal year. I mean, we started the show. That's got to be right at the top
for the whole planet, actually.
but the amount of people that I've sat across the table with just yesterday, or actually a couple of days ago, I was across the table with a CEO of a company that went from 2 to 13 million in a year. And I'm sitting talking business with this guy, and I'm like pinching myself going, and he's here in town. Mm-hmm. He's here in town. And the person sitting next to him runs a $2 million company, and we're talking business. And you know, Tucson is so like under the radar when it comes to people that are very successful, but it's a very humble town.
Mm. It really is.
You know what I mean?
You wouldn't know half the people.
No.
If
you said two of these three guys were, you know, have $1 million businesses and you put the three of us together, you couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell the difference.
No. Well, you know?
Before we go, Ray, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you and connect with you if they want to.
Right, I'm part of the Indy Realty, part of the John Smith team. That's my wife and myself. Or you can reach Sandra at 720-780-1725 or you can reach me at 520-904-7711. We can be reached at Johnson Smith at ndrealty.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys, for having me. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Cheers, Mike.
This is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell.